All right, friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. Shall we do it? Shall we indulge ourselves in the headlines a little bit? Let me give you a reminder to never, ever, ever question what you see on the news. Hello, if it's on the news, obviously it's accurate, it's authentic. You should never, ever question it. Why would they want to lie to you? How could people be in on false events and orchestrated situations, incidents that you see on the news? Don't start telling me about crisis actors and people who want to take away the bang bangs and those that might be blackmailed, or maybe they actually believe in the cause and so they're willing to pay for it and deceive people. Don't go start telling me that again. Seriously, if you don't know by now that everything you see on the news is authentic and true, I can't really help you. So I thought what we would do is we will talk about what the headlines are talking about, the psycho gun nut that is on the loose. Oh, by the way, lock your doors, because you know that psycho gun nut is probably after you personally. Now, I'm sure this has nothing whatsoever to do with the fact that a week ago, a federal court struck down the illegal, unconstitutional bang bang ban in California, one of many that have been struck down, related to these, how do I put it, assault bang bangs. I'm sure it has nothing to do with that whatsoever. And I'm sure it has nothing to do whatsoever in the state of Maine, which was one of the more shut down states, with the governor who thinks he is, the governor who said that there are no such, there's no such thing as a religious exemption for those of you that believe in God. You're out of luck. But guess what? You are in luck, because all snark aside, I do want to tell you about the sponsor of our program. And then we are going to dive right in, because this is actually going to be a two-parter. And I want to thank my Healthy Americans for bringing me some interesting connections. And I'm going to help you connect the clots. You probably are already aware of some of this, but let me start with our sponsor message first. And we are hopping right on over to noblegoldinvestments.com. And yes, welcome to my virtual living room. You guys are telling me that you like this background, so I decided to stick with it for a while. What I want to ask you is, are you feeling unsure about your finances these days? Many people are. You are not alone. And that's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. You can call them 877-646-5347. And you can also hear it straight from the folks that they've helped. They've said, the Noble crew walked me through everything, no stress. With their help, I can finally sleep easy at night. And this month, Noble Gold Investments is actually giving away, I want to share that with you. I'm going to share this with you in just a moment, but look at this. This is a silver, and having a little technical difficulties here. This is a 5-ounce silver, and it is called America the Beautiful, a 5-ounce coin that you can get if you qualify for an IRA. So invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. It's the only company that I trust. The disclaimer, of course, is that there's no guarantee of, you know, your investments. But what I want you to do is to get all of your questions answered and join me tomorrow, because I've got an interview with the CEO of noblegoldinvestments.com. All right, friends, let's do this. I'm going to share with you some information that I gleaned from the headlines, and I'll tell you, I went to where most people go. So I went to CBS News, I went on YouTube, and I also like to get some of the information from the Daily Mail. You know, I used to kind of scoff at the Daily Mail, but I think they probably do more investigation than a lot of what we see. And I think it's interesting to see what they are peddling. And they were the ones, I think, that brought the headline of the psycho gun nut who is on the loose in Maine. Hey, I got a question for you guys. Can I get a t-shirt? Are they out yet? The Lewiston Strong, is that out yet? Can I get the t-shirt? I'm sure they've already been printed. They were probably printed last week, right? Or is it going to be Maine Strong? Or do I get Israel Strong? Or is it Lahaina Strong? I can't remember. Can't keep them all straight. I'm going to have a whole wardrobe. of t-shirts. By the way, if you do want a t-shirt, you can go to thehealthyamericanstore.org or just go to The Healthy American. And I think I have it linked for you there. And I've got all kinds of great t-shirts for you, unless you want to wear the Lewiston Strong t-shirt. Disclaimer, if anybody was harmed in the making of this movie, my heart goes out to them. All right, absolutely. And I know that you are going to tell me that your cousin has an ex co-worker that actually was there. So who are you, Peggy, to talk about this? Because somebody that I know sort of kind of knows somebody that might've been there possibly before. So there. So I got your friends, and I've got a little problem with my hair. I'm just going to use a clip to keep that back. So let's dive in, shall we? And look at the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So let me bring up my notes here, and you are just going to love this. All right, here we have the suspect. And I have some questions, because at first they put this picture out on, let's see, I've got all sorts of pictures here for you. They put this picture out on social media, the police department. And they said, if anybody knows who this is, please tell us. And suddenly they knew who he was, but they didn't tell us how they knew who he was, how he became the suspect. And then suddenly this guy, now, of course, he looks exactly 100% looks exactly like this guy. I mean, stress must have aged him, but he looks exactly the same. That's exactly who I would have said it was. And here we've got some images that are certainly not intended to strike terror or fear in anyone seeing them. A manhunt is on. And of course, you're going to have the militarized police. I mean, that's really what a cop car should look like, if you ask me. I mean, that's what I would want rolling down my neighborhood. Well, he's got the name there, so he must be a policeman. So they are all on the hunt. But didn't you know the guy escaped on his jet ski? Yeah. Well, later they said it was a boat, but you know, a boat, a jet ski, it's exactly the same. And I don't know if the jet ski was parked nearby. Apparently, we're not going to get all the information, but that's because it's very complicated. So it's a fugitive gun fanatic. Don't you know everyone that has those bang bangs are fanatics? And you know, oh, I do need to tell you this, friends, because in the old days, like last week, when they said that, I don't know what's going on with my hair, when they said that it was always the lone bang bang guy, and you know, he just bought the bang bangs off the internet and he had never used them before, but suddenly he had like expert marksmanship. So now they're saying that this actually is somebody who's an expert in marksmanship and was an instructor, in fact. So you can never trust those who have been skilled and trained to operate their firearms. That's the new script writing that we have on this one. So let me, remember, do not question anything. It's exactly as you're told. Don't worry about all the inconsistencies. Don't worry that he was in two places at the same time. That can happen. Hello? Haven't you heard of that before? And don't start looking at the numbers and try to make something out of those numbers. I'm sure they have nothing, no meaning. There's no calling card. There's no symbology or any of that. Do not look for patterns. So do, I'm just giving you a few warnings here. I know because you guys told me, not you, the smart ones, but the other ones told me that. Here we go. So this is the headline from the Daily Mail. And hundreds of police are searching for the previously sectioned Army Reserve firearms instructor. You better be aware of those guys. They're killers. Robert Card. Yeah, he's a real cut up, a real card, that guy. He's described as armed and dangerous and highly skilled, and he has ties to Massachusetts. Uh-oh. You know what that means? No, I don't. But his whereabouts remain unknown. So he lived in a compound with his gun fanatic family, because anyone that owns a bang bang, just face it, they're fanatics. How could they not be? But let me ask you this. So the people that were in the bowling alley and the, I'm going to tell you a couple of their stories, and the people that were in the bar, imagine if they had been the fanatics. Just asking. I mean, it's a simple question. Imagine if they all had bang bangs on them. Can you do the math on that one? How many victims would there have been on this one? Yeah, I probably, what's that, zero, maybe one, if he couldn't get his bang bang going fast enough. Yeah, imagine if everyone had personal protection. And if it was known in that area that people knew how to take care of themselves, like, I don't want to put myself in that category of knowing how to protect myself. But imagine if everybody did. How far exactly do you think this psycho gun nut fanatic would have gotten? Just asking. Can I ask that question? I don't know. Are the bang bang police going to come after me for asking questions? You're not supposed to ask questions. Just accept what they tell you. I'm certain it's exactly like that. Oh, and then I will share with you in just a moment a little video recording. And I say little because it's of a little girl who sadly, well, actually, happily, she sounds very chipper. She sounds in a great mood, even though she got shot in the leg. Poor thing. I hope she's all right. So let's go on with some of the headlines, shall we? Here we go. And I don't know, this guy's like a master of disguises. Here's this picture. Is that his son? I'm getting confused. We saw this image. This is the compound. Can't you tell? Because there's a house with a swing set and a little garden. And that looks like a little bench. That's exactly what I would call a compound, because the news told me it was a compound. Yeah, that's what it says right here. He lived in a compound with his gun fanatic family. The neighbors tried to avoid him. Liam Kent, who lives near Card's home, said the community knew the suspect and his relatives as gun-toting enthusiasts who lived in basically a compound. Okay. Now they've got all sort of like the FBI is on the scene. And I don't know really, well, can't say much about that. He is a skilled marksman. Now, I don't know how they found all this out within like less than 24 hours, how they even got his name and those mugshots. So where did they get these pictures? Did the family give these pictures to the Daily Mail? I don't get where that picture came from. I couldn't find the guy's Facebook page. Oh, I will share with you a Facebook page of the victims. Yeah, my heart goes out to all of the victims. And later in my follow-up video, I'm going to show you this company that pays victims. I mean, I'm sorry, it pays the actors to be the victims. I'm going to show you exactly how that works. Yeah. And wouldn't you know, they actually did one of these events a year ago in Lewiston. I know you're not going to believe it. So I'm going to share that with you in the next video. Hat tip to one of my healthy Americans who told me that last year they did one of these active shooting drills in Lewiston of all places. Of course they did. It's not a coincidence. I mean, it's a coincidence. That's what I meant to say. Just do not draw any conclusions, you guys. Now, the most important thing of the story, of course, the news wants to remind us was that he was committed to a mental health institution about 2 weeks this summer after threatening to shoot up a National Guard base. Well, don't you see all of the references that they have? Oh, no, I guess I don't see that either. I don't see the name of the mental health institution. I don't see where they have evidence that that was him. I don't see how they were able to get that information, because isn't your own personal health information private? Are they not, that's off now just because he's a suspect? So as a suspect, the mental health institution can now release information about his personal medical status? Of course they can. Why am I even asking these questions? I mean, seriously, I should just cut my own self a break and not even ask these questions, because obviously the Daily Mail knows. And, you know, he threatened to shoot up a National Guard base. So of course he was released after 2 weeks. Everybody that has mental illness will be fine after 2 weeks. Of course they will be. Now, here's a little image that the Daily Mail had about the timeline. And don't forget, there's a shelter in place. And just in case, look at all these people violating it. And of course, this is an actual photo. Don't be telling me it's AI or that somebody photoshopped it, because you know that it's accurate. And don't be drawing any conclusions and connecting the clots back to 2020 when you were told to shelter in place. This is not terrorism on the part of the government against the people to make them afraid and lock themselves in their homes, even though that's what they were told to do. Just don't be jumping to those conclusions. So here we go. Here's Maine. Here's the area. And as I say, he basically was in two places at the same time. So here's point number one, and here's number five. That makes sense to number them like that. Number one, number five. I don't see number two. I don't see number four. I see number three. Oh, there's four. Am I missing number two? One, five, three, four, eight, six, nine. You see, that's the other thing. The news will never, ever try to confuse you. That wouldn't make sense for them to confuse you and keep changing the story, because why would they do that? Come on. So two shootings were reported in Lewiston, Maine, including at Just In Time Bowling Alley around 7 p.m. And then around 8 p.m., these images were released. Now, that's probably true. Of course, we don't know how they got the images. I don't know where this one came from either. Did the family offer it up? Inquiring Minds wants to know. Was that from the mental health facility? I wonder if they released that because the police asked them to. So then about an hour later, the Maine State Police issued an active shooter warning and a shelter in place warning. And then they released a photo. Oh, they have the Shemangi's Bar and Grill identified as the second shooting location. And then the police released a photo of the suspect's white vehicle. I wonder also how they determined that. The vehicle of interest was found, and the shelter in place order is extended to Bowdoin. Is that how you pronounce it? I'm not from the Northeast, so I don't know, but I believe that's called Bowdoin. So here we go. There was a bowler in the bowling alley. This is really compelling. He only identified himself by his first name, Brandon. And that, I'm telling you guys, this is top-notch reporting. You always only want to get the first name of the person. You do not want their last name. Do not get their age or where they live. Never corroborate their story. Never ask if there were witnesses. Always accept exactly what the actor, I'm sorry, what the survivor is telling you. Always. Okay. He heard 10 shots ring out, and then he ran down the alley barefoot, because most people go bowling barefoot. I always do when I go bowling. I'm not worried about the bowling ball dropping on my toe at all. It gives me a better feel for the alley when my shoes are off. And then I never worry about stepping on any broken glass or any chewing gum or whatever. I always go to the bowling alley barefoot. What's that? Oh, you think he took his shoes off first so that he could run faster? Maybe he just slid down the alley like a bowling ball. Maybe he rolled up in a little ball and rolled down. And then I saw a little video of him that I'm not going to torture you with, but he said that he ran through the pins and then climbed up inside the bowling machinery to hide out from the gunman. That is resourceful. I've never been up inside the machinery, so I have no idea exactly how that works, but he survived. So let me give you a little bit more on this story. I just took a few of these, just cut and paste from the news. Here it is, CBS News, because they have so many darn ads flying by. Now, again, never, ever, ever try to make anything out of the numbers. It's completely coincidental. The fact that they say there are 18 people dead, which adds up to nine being one of their numbers as the calling card, it means nothing here. Okay. And 13, you know, another number that they always use, it's just completely coincidental. So multiple shelter in place warnings were issued. So do not leave your house. You should live in fear. Now, if I or you or someone in Maine had their own personal protection, they probably wouldn't need to live in fear and lock their doors and listen to the government tell them to not leave their house. Yeah. I would not call that conditioning or brainwashing or terrorism. Do not even put it in that category. Now, this 40-year-old Robert Card, we still don't know how they identified him. That never came out, and we never will find out because they're never going to tell us, just like they'll never tell us why the Israeli Defense Forces failed miserably, and we're never, ever going to find out why there was no water for the fires in Lahaina. Would you please just stop asking these questions? Hello, it's not very kind to the victims. We should just accept what we're being told. Here we go. This was interesting. Okay. The shootings began shortly before 7 p.m. There was a call from the Spare Time Recreation, a bowling alley. One man at the bowling alley said he heard about 10 shots. Maybe that was Brandon, who ran down barefoot on the bowling alley lane and then swam through the pins and climbed up into the machinery. Super clever. If he had had a bang bang on him, he might have stopped everything. I hope he's thinking about getting that for the future. Now, I wouldn't make anything out of this time frame, like 7:08 adds up to 5 plus 1 is 6. You know, I'm not even going to talk about that because people, you know, they're not able to understand how that works. I'll just leave that one aside. Okay. And this is what's interesting. Look at this. I literally took this from CBS. It says, Ross said that at the bowling alley, 7 people were killed, 1 woman and 7 men. Now, I'm just an English teacher, not a mathematician. So would y'all help me here? So 1 woman and 7 men, but they said 7 people were killed. I'm missing something. Oh, here we go. All 8 appeared to have died. I got it. 8 of the 7 died. Okay, I got that now. And if you add up 8 and 7, it's 15. 5 and 7. Okay, I'm not going to do that. So, and then at the restaurant, 8 people were killed. Well, this is so interesting. Another 8 people in one location, except they called it 7 plus 1, 8, but only 7. And then 8 people at the restaurant, 7 inside and 1 outside. That's so interesting. And then multiple people were transferred to area hospitals from both scenes, and 3 of those people also died. Can you add it up for me here? Are those 3 out of the 8? Or out of the 7 that add up to 8? Okay, I don't want to beat this one too much, friends, but you can see, I don't know, was this written by AI? As my husband likes to say, if the resident in chief is a robot, AI's got a long way to go. All right, shelter in place. Lock your doors. Stay off the roads to allow the emergency responders access to the hospitals, because probably outside your front door is one of the main thoroughfares for the emergency responders to go to the hospital. So you should stay off the road. Yes. So they're still searching and searching. Here we go. He was enlisted in the U.S. Army Reserve. He is a petroleum supply specialist. We can never, ever, ever trust anyone that has anything to do with fossil fuel. Don't you know it comes from fossils? That's why they're digging up the old graveyards. That's where they get all the gas. Hello? Comes from fossils. Yeah, so don't ever trust anybody that has anything to do with petroleum. And again, connections to Massachusetts. Well, that right there puts it over the edge for me. You know, Massachusetts. Of course, I'd be worried now. Armed and dangerous. This was the first image that they released. Yeah, that's pretty clear. Still don't know how we got the other images. As I say, this guy looks exactly. Well, here's where it happened, the Shemangi's Bar and Grill. Now, I don't live in Maine, and it's possible this is what bars and grills look like. So I can't make any comments about that setup, It's not like any bar. Well, I don't go to bars, but doesn't look like any restaurant. Anyway, that's where it was. And here he is. He looks exactly like the guy in those other pictures, doesn't he? I mean, I would peg him for that exactly. And here's our other scary images. All right. There he is again. He exactly the same. I would say there's no difference whatsoever. Yeah, of course, these two are exactly related. So here we go, gunman at large. And let me just do this, friends. So I'm sure it has nothing to do with people who want to get rid of the bang bangs. Absolutely. No one would ever think of accepting money to be a part of something that would prevent more people from having bang bangs. That just would never happen. Nobody could ever be blackmailed to be a part of something, or they could never be paid as an actor. I mean, come on, Peggy. Could they all be in on it? All of them? Like all 8 billion people in the world be in on it? Because that's how everybody would have to be in on it. I just want to know if I can get a t-shirt. Are they available yet? Okay. Friends, I'm going to do a follow-up video. And if you didn't like this one, you're not going to like the next one. And no, you probably will like the next one, because I'm going to show you about the active shooter training that they had in that very town. And I'm going to show you the company that runs it. Oh, you know what I didn't show you? I promised I would show you this little video from the little girl. So let's do this. In fact, you're not going to see her, because I had one with her there, but they probably didn't want to show the Duper's Delight. I'm sorry. Let me bring that one back. They probably didn't want to show the little girl in her chipper mood. So we just have the audio. If anybody can find the video of her speaking, you can email support@thehealthyamerican.org. Anyway, let's listen, shall we, to the little girl. And I hope she's all right. And I'm sure she's all right. Here we go. Let's take it from the top here.
I mean, it's scary. I just never think I never thought I'd grow up and get a bullet in my leg, and it's just like why? Like, why do people do this? Like, I don't really know what to say. Like,
I think we're both.
Yeah, so like it's just like
shock.
Yeah, like I just never thought someone would walk in and just start shooting and taking people's lives away. People have families, and they're young people who still have long lives ahead of them, and people shouldn't be coming in and doing that. That's not okay. I mean.
What do you make of that? You know, something strange is happening in our society, where people who have been through what most would consider overwhelmingly tragic and traumatic events are just like taking it in stride. It's incredible. When I look at, and I'll do a video for you coming up about the faces of grief and devastation. And you're going to see face after face after face of those people who have been through traumatic, unbelievable, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Unbelievable situations. And they're like taking it in stride. And I think back to when I lost my cat. Cat passed away a year ago. Like, I couldn't even make videos for weeks because I was so distraught, like just overwhelmed, crying all the time. And like, that's really how I experience loss and trauma, but maybe not everybody's like me. So on that happy note, I am going to wrap up, and then I'm going to bring you a second video, probably as snarky as this one, because that's just how I feel today. And, but aren't you happy to take a break from some of those other headlines? And we're going to look at how you could actually get a job if you wanted to working for these companies. But they really, only if you're an amputee, they really like the amputees. And my heart goes out to anybody who actually is and has been through that. But there is a job out there. There's a whole career for people who want to play those roles in these, although I don't think anybody lost their leg in this one, but there are roles for people to play in these trial runs, I'll put them that way. And remember Palestine? No, not Palestine. No, that's what we're looking at now. Remember Palestine, back in February. I know it seems like a long time ago, February of 2023. Don't be telling me that that was predictive programming to have the name Palestine in your mind. Oh, excuse me, East Palestine. East Palestine with the big explosion and the polluted water. And there were no crisis actors used at all. Don't be connecting the clots like I did about the movie that was made in East Palestine on the same premise of the train wreck and the explosion. Yes, don't be saying that they were using some of the same actors in East Palestine. It never would happen, friends. So I'll see you in the next video. Always over at peggyhall.substack.com. Get on that. It's free. I do a lot of deep dives there. So if you like this, you will like that. See you soon, everybody.